is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE right here in Cocoa, Florida. My name is Bob Arthurs. You heard that on the intro there, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we're thankful to spend the next half hour with you as we are talking about the Word of God. And today we'd like to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. There's one thing I know, and that is that you don't stay in business for a long, long time and be really, really bad at what you do. Wyrick Air has been around for a long, long time right here in Brevard County. They have served from one end of the county to the other. They have a very good reputation. And I want to encourage you to give them a call if you are doing your prep and your spring cleaning now, getting ready for the heat. I think here just a little over a week or so ago, they were talking about weather up in the 90s. I always personally like for 90s not to happen until we get to at least May. I like to hold on to the cool weather as long as we can. But I know that it's coming. If you're thinking that hot weather's not coming, it probably is on the way. You're going to need air conditioning at some point in time. And so I encourage you to give a phone call to Wyrick Air, 332-9538. Dennis and Carla have a great team assembled over there. Dennis and Carla love the Lord and are a blessing to the body of Christ. And if they can be a blessing to you, give them a call. Write down their number, even if you don't have AC problems, because you don't want to say, hey, you know, search engine, tell me who to call for my air conditioning. You know what you're going to get? You're going to get whoever paid the most money to get on the top of the list there. You don't know what their character is. You don't know what their skill set. You don't know if they're licensed, they're insured. Wyrick Air is all of that. They have been around for a long, long time. They have the skills that are necessary, the crew to get it done in a timely manner. And I encourage you to give them an opportunity to come out and take a look at your system and get it running as well as possible. It might be as something as you got an electrical problem. Well, they can take care of that. Whether it's a broken wire, whether it's oh my goodness, it's not a fuse, it's I can't remember the terminology right now. I've got my mind fixed on Bible things. A breaker, it might be a breaker that has gone bad. You might be in an older home and you need your panel switched out. They can take care of that situation. You might need an outlet replaced. Whatever it might be, give them a call. They can take care of air conditioning, heating, electrical, all of that, and you will be blessing a brother and sister in Christ, and they will be blessing you, and that is a win-win situation all the way around. 321-632-9538 for Wyrick Air. We're going to go back today to Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 53. Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 53. Yesterday, we ended with discussing the meaning of blessing. And, you know, I think it's very helpful from time to time to go back and let's relearn what the meaning of these words is. Meanings would be what these meanings are. A lot of times we get a modern understanding of what something is, and many times it's been refined. There is a tremendous effort in society now to water down some truths of the past by redefining the terms that were used in a modern vernacular to where those words mean now something that they never meant when they were originally penned or originally written. And so I think it's really important to understand what the concept of blessing is. In Luke chapter 24, verse 50, "And he, Jesus, led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God." Amen. So yesterday we had talked about that the blessing means favor of a superior. It can mean to speak well of or to celebrate with praises. It also is a form of prayer to ask God's blessing on another. And so you will find something like that that takes place when couples get married, when there's someone who's sick, there's someone who's getting ready to launch into a new job or a new career, they're getting ready to move into a new house, and you're asking God, would your blessing, would your wisdom, would your provision, would it rest upon this place? Another aspect of blessing is to consecrate with prayer. To consecrate, to dedicate it as holy. You might think this strange. You might think that it was, you know, is too much information. But one of the first things that my wife and I did after we were married, we celebrated communion, and one of the first things that we did when it was just her and I is we got down on our hands and knees and we prayed God would bless our marriage and bless our home, and that it would be a holy marriage, that it would be a house filled with holiness, and that it would be a home that he would be pleased with, that he would be able to use us for his glory. There's a lot of reasons people get married, but we wanted God to use us in a way together he could not have used us as effectively apart. Don't be afraid to ask for God's blessings upon your job. One of the things I always did when I had a job in retail was, God, I pray that you bless this job, that if people will see the favor of God on this, that this company is going to be blessed because a child of yours is working here. You also see it to invoke a benediction upon. Now, the word many times that is used for blessing is along the lines of eulogy, or to eulogize. And that's a term that we typically only hear about when we're talking about someone who has passed away. We will get up and we will say all sorts of nice things about them when they're dead that nobody said to them while they were alive. We will say nice things about someone when they're getting ready to retire that we wouldn't say about them while they were working. As I was preparing for this and studying, I realized that to bless or to eulogize, we need to be speaking well of and speaking favor over and consecrating. We need to be doing those things very much while we are alive. The Bible has a phrase that's used a couple of times, and that is to put your house in order. The first time that it was mentioned was when Absalom had arisen in rebellion against David. And he had a counselor by the name of Ahithophel who had been a counselor to David, and now he was counseling Absalom in his rebellion against David. Ahithophel's counsel was rejected because God had determined to undermine that rebellion and restore David to the throne. Ahithophel's counsel was rejected, and it said he went and he put his house in order, and he went and hanged himself. The other incident where it said tell Hezekiah, Isaiah was commanded to tell Hezekiah to put his house in order because he was getting ready to die. And I was looking at that phrase one day, and it's like, God, why do we wait until we're ready to die before we put our house in order? Wouldn't it be a whole lot wiser to make sure that things are in order before we're ready to pass from the scene? Wouldn't it be a whole lot more effective if we put our house in order at the very beginning of that house? If we got to live with our house in order, not just wait until we're ready to expire. So I encourage you, invoke a benediction. If you're a grandparent, pray over your grandkids. If you're a great-grandparent, pray a benediction over your kids. It doesn't mean that they're getting ready to go away. It means that you want God to take their hand, order their steps, direct their path, and lead them in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So this concept of blessing, it also means to cause to prosper. Now, I will tell you that there is a lot of misunderstanding about the term blessing and prosperity. I believe that God does want us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. I believe that the most important aspect of that is that we are prospering in our spiritual journey, that we are prospering in our emotions and in our mind, and that prosperity is birthed out of our relationship with God, that it manifests in our relationships with other people, that it manifests in our health, it manifests in the way that we handle our money and with the things that we have. I do believe in that. There became an overemphasis on the concept of blessing being tied with material goods. And a person that I heard about one time went up to someone and said, you see that vehicle that person is driving over there? And it happened to be another Christian, and said, yes. He said, now that's what blessing looks like. That's what blessing looks like. Well, you know what? That could actually be what a whole lot of debt looks like. I was talking to someone here in Brevard County. I was walking one day, ran across this person, and they were having a conversation. They told me about a conversation they had had, and they were asking a person, well, how much is your car payment? And it was a massive, massive car payment. You know, a lot of times people will sell you on a payment that you can afford, whether or not you can afford to have that for 5, 6, 7, or 8 years. So a lot of times what the world identifies as blessing actually looks a whole lot like burden to me. And so I want to walk in the blessing of the Lord, and that means that he's going to provide me with everything I need when I need it. And so he will cause us to prosper. You got to realize that no matter what we identify here in America as the poverty level, 90-some% of America is probably living better than most of the people living in the world. You've got a car, you are already above and beyond. I drove a $50 car one time, and the one particular week I was working at a church, but it had been 7 days since I'd seen the pastor. It was one Sunday to another, because my full-time job was 81 or 63 miles away from my house. And he said, well, how was your week? And I said, man, it was a horrible week. And he said, why is that? And I said, I had 4 flat tires. I'd bought this car, and one by one, all of the tires separated. And so I ended up buying 4 brand new tires that week. And he said, praise God. And I'd been with him long enough. I said, okay, you're going to have to help me, because I know you got a point that you're trying to make. He said, praise God that you've got a car that runs that you can have four flat tires on. And you know what? By the time I put four new tires on it and put a rear window in it and changed the oil in it and paid the $50 for it, I got one of the best car bargains that I'd ever got in my entire life. It was the vehicle we ended up driving when we moved to Florida. It was a wonderful, wonderful car. And so, you know, God will cause you to prosper. There are two ways to prosper. One is he can either increase your income, and the second is he can reduce your expenses. And you and I, we can't afford to say, okay, God, I don't want anything more than just my needs met. You are called to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And that blessing isn't in the label of your clothing. It's not in the label of the automobile that you drive. It, you know, I tell people, the vehicles I drive, they're tools. They're tools. They are equipped in order to make me a blessing in what I need to accomplish. Now, I'm praying that one of those tools soon has an air conditioner in it. That would be a blessing as we're getting into summertime, but I'm not going to go out and do anything stupid either. One more aspect about blessing, and that is it makes us happy. God blesses to bring happiness and joy into our life. There are too many Christians that go around mad at the world. They're just miserable, and so whenever they tell anybody about Jesus, the message that comes across is, don't you want to become a Christian too, so you can be as miserable as I am? And the truth of the matter is, God wants us to experience unspeakable joy. I don't know how you would feel if you just found out that the disease that was trying to kill you has just been rendered powerless in your life, but I think you'd be pretty ecstatic about that. I don't know how you would feel if the sin sentence that you had over your life was you were going to be separated from God for all of eternity, and then you just found out that Jesus died for your sins so that your sins could be forgiven, so that you could be reconciled to the Father, so you could spend all of eternity with Jesus. But that's a pretty good reason to be happy. Let's not be afraid to let our face express the joy that we have because of our relationship with God. Okay? It's okay. I've known people who didn't want to smile when they came into church. Listen, if you're at Merit Assembly of God, you're going to hear enough verbal blunders where my mouth says something my brain didn't intend for it to say, where my brain thinks it said one thing and it said something else. It happens. At my house, all of my children live by this theme. Pay attention to what he means, not to what he says. Because a lot of times, especially if it's a day when I'm a little sleep deprived, my words can come out in a pretty humorous fashion. We need to be people who are filled with happiness. And let me say one more thing, because you've probably heard my mouth say some things here on the radio that I thought I was saying something else, and it came out one way I didn't intend. The Bible talks about where there's a multitude of words, sin's not very far away. So I encourage you, build relationship with people so that you realize that if something is said and it doesn't sound quite right, there may have been a misfiring synapse that happened there. There may have been a verbal blunder, but let's believe the best in people. Okay, let's believe the best in people. A few more notes on blessing. Genesis 1:22, God says to Adam and Eve that he wants them to be fruitful and multiply. He blesses them, and then he says, be fruitful and multiply. As Jesus was praying a blessing over the disciples, and then they go back to Jerusalem and they continue blessing God. I believe that's a great thing for us to do. But we're supposed to be fruitful members of the body of Christ. We're supposed to be reaching other people. And so I pray that a very real sense of the blessing of God that manifests in my life and in your life and Merit Assembly of God and in your church is that souls are going to be won to the kingdom of God. Church is not about a country club. It is not about a business network. It is about reaching people with the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we need to be reaching the lost with the good news. One of the things that I've got here in my notes, I've got a verse, but I don't know exactly where it is here in my compilation of notes right at the moment, is it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. God blesses us with a repentant heart so that we can have a right relationship with God. So we need to make sure that we're reaching other people. Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. God blessed Abraham so that he could be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. That is a manifest reality through the life, the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I, we are blessed to be a blessing. In Numbers chapter 6, verse 23 and 24, let me read that one to you because I want to get it right here. Numbers chapter 6, this is the high priestly prayer, and it says, verse number 22, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them." Well, a lot of times we focus on the Lord bless you and keep you. It's a blessing that God protects us. It's a blessing that he makes his face to shine upon us. It's a blessing that he has bestows his favor upon us and that he lifts his countenance upon us and he gives us peace. All of those are aspects of blessing. But I also want you to see verse number 27, that it is a blessing to be called by the name of the Lord. He said, "You will put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them." I hope that when you are walking around today that you will remember in all your conversations and all your interactions and your dealings that you will remember, I am a child of the Most High God. I am a Christian. And let that relationship with Christ manifest. Let the blessing of being a child make a way for you so that people will know, hey, they're a Christian. There are enough hurting people in the world that they need to be able to find somebody who's going to be able to be a blessing in their life and touch heaven with them when heaven needs to be touched. There's a couple of lines here that I've got there are scriptural references, but I don't have time to go over all of these individual references today. But I will tell you this. His blessings bring righteousness, not unrighteousness. If you are blessed to sin, you're not blessed. You are blessed to live a righteous and holy life. His blessing brings life. His blessing brings prosperity. We've talked about that a little bit. His blessing brings salvation, and we've touched on that a little bit with it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. David prayed, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation," and his blessings bring happiness. And I pray that you will experience that manifest reality in your life. So let me mention just a few more things here. In Matthew chapter 14, verse number 19, it says, "Then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. I want you to understand that the blessing of God leads to miraculous provision. God will miraculously provide. In Matthew chapter 16, verse number 17, Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." The blessing of God brings revelation. Matthew chapter 21, verse number 9, "Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." The blessing of God is manifest with responsibility. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but you want your preacher showing up with a word from God, not a word from Bob on Sunday morning. Okay? Matthew chapter 25, verse number 34, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." The blessing of God is a spiritual inheritance, a inheritance that God has prepared for you before the foundation of the world. I preached a series of messages one time, and it was before time began was one of the aspects of it. And you have an inheritance. God knew you while you were being knit together in your mother's womb. He formed you for a purpose before you were ever born. God has all of that in store for you. And one other thing that, and I don't find my note here for it right at the moment, but that is this, that God will bless you with godly character. God will bless you with godly character. He wants you to be walking and living and speaking in such a way that when people hear you, when they see you, when they experience an encounter with you, that you are going to remind them of the nature, of the love, of the wisdom of God. Now, I pray that we get to experience the blessing of God in such a marvelous way that we'll find ourselves in the temple area, if you will, in the church, and we will say, you know what? We're going to praise God continually. We are going to bless God because He has blessed us. I know this. We are the blessed of the Lord. Shouldn't we be a blessing to Him? We'll see you next time right here on.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."